Thank you, brethren. If you didn't feel welcome already, it's our privilege now to have the chairman of the convention committee for this year welcome us officially to the 35th annual Florida Bible Students Convention. To do that, we're going to have Brother Bob Goodman of the Orlando Ecclesia. Brother Bob.
Well, thank you, Brother Steve. Indeed, it is a beautiful morning this morning. Well, the weather outside is fine. That's the way we like to keep it in Florida, but to see all of your sunshiny faces here this morning, and so many of you, it's indeed a blessing. I want to extend to each and every one of you a warm Florida welcome to the 35th Annual Florida Convention. It is my privilege to be able to do this on behalf of the Southwest, St. Pete, and Orlando Ecclesias who sponsor this convention. And yes, the weather outside is nice today, and it's supposed to stay that way the next few days. But really, the spiritual forecast is even better. Our speakers are here. Brother David is going to be serving us shortly. I see our other speakers in the audience, and we know that there are rich spiritual blessings in store. So we can think of this as perhaps the finest restaurant, and all this spiritual food is going to be laid out for us in the next 3 days. I thought we might use as a greeting a text from the Apostle Paul. We find it in 1 Corinthians in the first chapter, verses 2 through 6. And if you'll allow me, I'll take just a little bit of latitude on the scripture. Unto the Church of God, which is at the 35th Florida Convention, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. You know, this scripture kind of summarizes it, because when we get this energy force together here, all of these brethren and the greetings that I saw this morning and the hugs and the handshakes, it's just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And aren't we looking towards the utterances from the platform, the testimonies from the heart, and the knowledge which will be dispensed here in the next few days? It's really exciting. You know, as I look out and see the various brethren from really many parts of this country and from other countries as well, it's good to see you. But there are a few blank chairs here as well. There are some that were planning to be here that were unable. There are others who, quite frankly, could not make it at all. They're unable to come. And I thought we might reflect on them just for a moment. I wanted to bring personal love and greetings from Sister Jerry Jurd, who was unable to be here. She had plans. All of these brethren basically planned to be here and were unable. Sister Molly Nelson as well. And George and Florence Tabak. Now you'll note that Brother Tabak was on the program. He had some surgery about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and just this week he had a bout with some fever, and the doctor told him he could not travel. So much to their disappointment, they were unable to be here as well. And Sister Imogene Bleachers, who is staying with her father at this time, who is gravely ill. So as we look around, let's think about these brethren. Really makes us appreciate the privilege of being here very much the more. The next 3 days, as I said, is going to be a rich spiritual feast. And unlike the luncheons and the suppers and so forth, where we might be tempted to just hold back a little bit, let's go at this spiritual feast with a voracious appetite. Remember, you can't be spiritually overweight. I thought we might start by just reading the scriptures that surround our theme text. And this might set our minds kind of in the theme of this convention. And I see some neck straining, but I'll go ahead and read it. And we're going to start, we're going to do a few more verses than is what is up here. We're going to start with Ephesians 4, and we're going to read the 11th through the 16th verse. And remember, as we read this, this is our convention theme. It was such a good theme, I found out, that the general convention picked it as well. So, but it's not going to be a preview of general convention. They found out that we had it as our theme and are changing the general convention theme. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, into a perfect man, unto the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine and by sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie and wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of love itself. Quite an interesting passage. We have dedicated 8 different mini-talks on these verses, and we're going to delve into these, but I thought it would be nice if we started out and just thought about them overall. I don't know that we have any prophets that are going to speak from the platform today and tomorrow and Monday, but we definitely have some very good teachers, and perhaps we could even call them evangelists. So we have rich spiritual blessings on the forefront. We're looking forward to that. Let us make sure that we savor each moment here. The fellowship, the testimony meetings, the meals, the speakers. Let us take time in the evening to reflect on what has been said during the day. Let's make a point to meet some brethren that we don't know. That's a little difficult. This is one of the reasons why I like to pick up brethren at the airport. Because I meet someone I don't know and I wouldn't go up to and say hello to necessarily or strike up a conversation with. So let's make a special point of doing that. We know that the speakers have carefully prepared their materials. And we're all excited. I'm really excited about the spiritual feast that we're about to partake in. So let us each take full advantage of this convention. Let us soak it all up. Let's take notes, and let's get really enthused about it. May the Lord add his blessing, and we're looking forward to Brother Stein's discourse. Our beloved Heavenly Father, giver of every good and perfect gift, we approach thee at this time with alert and thankful hearts. Dear Father, we are indeed blessed for having this privilege to come apart from the world and our daily activities this morning to sit at Jesus' feet. Dear Father, indeed we rejoice in our hearts for the privilege of coming to convention that we might focus on truly the important things in life, the things that are the making of our consecration vows. And dear Father, we are indeed mindful of those who are unable to be here this morning. Those who, although having best intentions, are unable to be here due to circumstance or illness, we'd ask a special blessing on them according to their need and according to thy will. And dear Father, we look forward to the fellowship and the lessons to come from the platform during this convention. Dear Father, we ask a special blessing as Brother David, as he breaks the bread of life and hearkens unto our minds. We'd ask that each head bowed here might receive a special blessing from his message. Be with us now during this meeting and the meetings to come, for we ask it in and through the merit of our dear Lord and Savior,
Jesus Christ. Amen.
I finished reading all the texts. There's still many more in the Bible and more thoughts to be enumerated. But now we're at the mountain, and we have to come down slowly to our realities and finally to our homes when we leave here. So this will be the Vesper service, and we'll be in the hands of a capable group that will perform for us, and we may just take in these thoughts and be refreshed by their presentation. Brother Michael will officiate.
Thank you, Brother Tom. And certainly, dear friends, music is something that fills our world today, and we know that there are sayings about music as it can soothe the savage beast. Music is used today in the medical world as a means of therapy for those who have had various problems and difficulties, and it's a way of the melodies being used to get them to come out and to have feeling and to want to express themselves and to use the rhythm of music to go on and help with the healing process. Now we know that the Heavenly Father used music in the Scriptures, as He had the Psalms expressed in the melodies, the melodic way that David expressed the love for the Creator. And His words are expressed, and it says in the Scriptures that words are expressed of birds, trees, mountains singing, the believers singing, angels singing, as they sung when the Lord's birth was proclaimed and this birth had taken place. And we know that angels will continue to sing in the future with the glories and the praises to the Father. And they sing in times of victory, as they will then, and of joy. And in our lives, we sing with gladness and thanksgiving and giving thanks to God for His wonderful grace. The Holy Spirit that dwells in us fills us and moves us to praise His name, not only with our lips, but by our deeds and our actions. We've heard good thoughts expressed already about those. So music has been used as an object of God's power and His mercy and His righteousness, and has been used as a loving expression of what is in the heart, that the heart is so filled with joy that we want to express it in words and give praise and glory to the Heavenly Father from every good and perfect gift it would flow. So tonight, dear brethren, we thought for a few moments we would strive to further edify the Heavenly Father through music. And we'll go ahead now and begin our program with our children's group.
Surprise you what the Lord has done. Jesus, and he made me a child. And so I thank you, Father, for me. Thank you. Our text for the minute is Hebrews 11:30. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Faith is an essential. But we must have crossed the Jordan. We must have been justified. Must have partaken of the antitypical Passover. Must have been sanctified before we could have received of the Lord either a promise of victory over our Jericho, or before we could exercise such a faith as would result in that victory. If in the type faith could bring the fall of the strong walls of the city, how great must be the value of faith in the antitype? This is the victory which overcometh the world, even your faith. But only so long as we trust in the Lord and seek to do those things pleasing to Him can we exercise this overcoming faith. In our text again, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down. Hebrews 11:30.
Dear loving Heavenly Father, hallowed be Thy most holy name. Dear Father, we are indeed blessed and privileged that we have had this opportunity to come together with those of like precious faith at this convention the past few days. We thank Thee so much for this opportunity of coming together to hear the Word spoken, wonderful lessons on Thy Word and Thy plans and purposes. We thank Thee for the dear servants who have expressed their thoughts to us. We thank Thee for those who have testified during this convention. And help us that as we leave today to take something with us that we can apply to our daily lives, to our Christian walk, that we can be better prepared to face the next day and the weeks ahead. Help us to commit all to do Thy will, and that we can be submissive to the will in our lives as it's being worked out by Thee. Help us in our lives, dear Father, to be more loving and understanding, developing these fruits and graces of the Holy Spirit, that we can dwell together in love and be a help and comfort to this groaning human family and their trials and experiences, until that time comes when this sorrow and sighing shall flee away and all shall know of Thee from the least to the greatest. Again, Father, we thank Thee for this wonderful opportunity of being together, and we are mindful also, as we have expressed in testimony and prayer before, of those that are absent from our midst, those who so much desire to be here but were unable to, for reasons known to Thee and to them. We do love them and ask that Thou would be with them. Remember those on beds of sickness, special trials and experiences that they are going through, and be with those also that are there at their bedside to comfort and help them. We remember also the isolated ones throughout this world that are unable to meet in the manner we can meet today. Be with all of our dear ones. We do love them all. We have this deep and abiding love for Thee. Help us to reflect it back and to show forth this love again and by our words, our actions, our deeds. Now, dear Father, we would ask that Thou would be with us this evening. Bless our fellowship together and bless the remainder of this convention tomorrow, that we can come back and be further edified and built up in this most holy faith. Thank Thee so much, Father, for all these blessings, especially for the gift of the most beloved Son, for His life example and how He so beautifully reflected Thy character and He stood for the cause of truth and righteousness to the very end. Help us along these lines, dear Father. We ask forgiveness for when we fall short. Keep us built up in this faith that is so precious to us. Now we pray and thank Thee for these things, dear Father, through that precious name of Thy dear Son, our Lord Jesus. Amen.